The funeral mass is at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland, Pennsylvania. It's open to the public as space allows. Meanwhile, retirement appears to be going pretty well for former President Obama and the former First Lady, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
A photo circulating on the internet shows the former president snapping a picture of former First Lady Michelle Obama on Friday on the deck of music mogul David Geffen's luxury yacht off the South Pacific island of Moorea. The Obamas have been vacationing in French Polynesia for nearly a month with music superstar Bruce Springsteen, Oscar winner Tom Hanks, and media powerhouse Oprah Winfrey. Since leaving the White House, Obama has spent time in California playing golf, in the Caribbean kitesurfing with billionaire Richard Branson, and taking in a Broadway play, followed by dinner with U2's Bono.
And remember, we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The forecast for today, it is currently 83 degrees, and we can expect sunny day today with a high near 87. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 60. Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. And then Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m. Friday, a chance of thunderstorms and rain. Patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a high near 84. And Friday night, more showers likely with the possibility of some thunderstorms. Chance of showers on Saturday, and it would be otherwise partly sunny with a high near 85, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 84. So it sounds like we'll have a lovely Sunday. It is currently 12:05.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. It means I have my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. There's two main reasons that I do Counselor's Chat every week. And the first reason is I want to provide some education to those of you that are listening, the public in general, about good mental health. Second of all, I would like to let people know what licensed professional counselors do. And for those of you that listen, you know that I have quite a range of things that I talk about, from addictions to codependency, depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorders. I've done program on different defense mechanisms. I've done programs on couples. I've done in communication. I've done programs on parenting and done programs on a vast array of different topics. And so often people think that, you know, you go to counseling because you only have problems like depression, anxiety, maybe obsessive compulsive disorder, maybe an eating disorder, maybe an addiction. But there's so many reasons to go, or I'm going to say come to counseling. And it doesn't just have to be that. I am a mental health care provider. So it's about mental health. And I think that mental health, I don't like to say mental illness, and I think most licensed professional counselors will say mental health, it is about that. It's making sure that our lives are being lived to the fullest. So as a mental health counselor, I am not only concerned with things like addictions and depression and, you know, relationships and that kind of thing, but it's everything that affects your life, how you're taking care of yourself, you know, your eating and sleeping habits, your spiritual life, many things that a licensed professional counselor needs to study and be aware of. As a matter of fact, to get my license, I needed to be proficient in 9 areas. And so it's not just the psychology of the human being, it's the total aspect of being a human being. Which leads me to my topic for today, diversity and inclusion. Now, I thought about doing this topic last week, or I think even the week before, and put it off a little bit. But in light of the things that are going on in our country, Charlottesville, Virginia, I'm sure most of us who happen to just glance at the news know that we had this really awful thing happen there. And the United States is based on an idea. It is not based on ethnicity, and it's not based on a culture, though the United States has developed its own culture. One of the things that I have to be proficient in as a licensed professional counselor is multiculturalism or cultural diversity. By law, I must take every 2 years 3 hours worth of education in cultural diversity. It is diversity training, giving me a window of insight into the many different peoples and cultures that make up the fabric of the United States and the world. As a licensed professional counselor, as all licensed professional counselors, we are, that's the word I'm looking for, charged with being open and accepting of all people, which is part of why learning about different cultures is really important. And cultural diversity doesn't necessarily mean Hispanic or Asian or American Indian or Latino, or it doesn't mean that necessarily. It will include the LGBT community. It will include different religious groups. Okay, so there's so many aspects to cultural diversity. So I may take a course in counseling someone of the Muslim persuasion. Now, that can cross many different cultures, many different colors, many different ethnicities. So I'm charged to learn about all of these different viewpoints, aspects, and places that, and when I say places, I don't mean like the location, but the emotional and mental place that people are coming from. And I have been in this field for over 30 years. I have seen a vast array of people of all different kinds of backgrounds, gender persuasions, religious backgrounds. My job is to be non-judgmental. My job is to help someone accept who they are. My job is to help them expand their viewpoint in life so that their lives are less complicated. Now, there's so many ways that we have diversity. We have diversity in our social, political, and legal system. We have diversity in science and technology. We have diversity in communication, in business, in music, in food. Diversity is all around us. And I will be perfectly honest with you. I do not like the word diversity. And I will tell you why. Because the word diversity has its root in divide. And I'm afraid that's what we are seeing. Division. And I'm very sad about the division that I am seeing. Because it's dangerous. Which is part of why my topic is about diversity and inclusion. Because if we only focus on diversity and we do not look at inclusion, we are not looking at the whole picture. We are not gaining the whole perspective. So I like the idea of inclusion, bringing people together. And that's really what America, from my knowledge of America, is about. That's the E Pluribus Unum, from many, one. That is our country's motto. But when we only focus on the many, and we never talk about the bringing together, when we don't look at the areas where we have commonality, and we only look at the areas where we are different, it creates real problems. So the thing is that sometimes what we do is we lump together diversity and inclusion, thinking in some way they're the same thing, but they're not. They're very different things. However, without inclusion, we cannot attract diverse talents or diverse people. Just think how boring life would be if everything was exactly the same and there wasn't any diverse. We need diverse. When we look at it in aspects of I'm going to use the word enlightenment. So if I look at diverse as division, which I think tends to be where we go with it, there is a backlash. It becomes destructive. When we add inclusion and we say we want to bring in the diverse, we want to bring it in. We want to include all the diverse. Now we're talking more like a mosaic or a melting pot or the quilt or all of those kinds of terminologies, which I'm not hearing anymore. But when we bring all of that in to create one, we end up with something fantastic. And so the thing is that it's important to encourage participation of everyone. You know, we can go to a garden, and sometimes we find a garden where there's just a huge mass of the same flower, and it really is beautiful. Just this huge grouping of one flower. But after a while, if that's all there is, it can be a little boring. So we want our gardens to be diverse, but it's one garden. It's still one garden with many different colors of flowers and many different types of flowers. Different shapes and textures. It's one of the things that I love about gardening. My garden is filled with different ground covers and different leaves and different colors and different textures and different heights. I love it because it is diverse, but it is all included in the one garden. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more on the topic of diversion and inclusion. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about diversity and inclusion. Now, one of the reasons that I am talking about it is this situation that happened down in Virginia, which is very ugly, and it is based on people learning how to hate each other because of diversity. So that one of the problems that I see with the word diversity, but this is my perspective, okay, is that I become afraid of what I don't know. So I'm going to only be with the people that I agree with. And it keeps me small-minded. I only know the people I know, and they're all exactly like me. For the most part, because the reality is no one is exactly like me. We're all diverse, even as individuals. But I'm talking more about the groups of people. When we start putting people in groups, right there is a problem. Do I think that the cultural aspects that different people bring in are important? Absolutely. Not everybody is a good cook. Not everybody is a good painter. Not everybody is good at math. Not everybody is good at spelling. But we bring it all together and we find that we all have parts that work well and can therefore have society work well. But if someone who is a cook says, "My way is the only way," and someone who is a speller says, "Well, my way is the only way." Now, that kind of division creates problems. And what we do is we lose strength. Now, I can say that one of the things that makes our country strong is its diversity. Absolutely. Our diversity makes us strong. You need to put a diverse number of elements into the cement to make concrete. Or is it concrete to make cement? Cement to make concrete. You can't just use sand. You have to have the mix. You can't just have flour and expect a chocolate chip cookie. You need the mix. I'm promoting the mix. So diversity, yes, has different things, different language, religions, different cultures, different colors. The reality is bringing us all together under a belief system. An idea of the United States. This is what keeps us together. We might say that integration has failed. But I don't think so. I think we're still struggling with integration. Because the many different aspects of who we are is one of our greatest strengths. It's to be celebrated because it makes us stronger. I would like to say if we could come up with a different word other than diversity. At the same time, again, it's that idea of inclusion. There isn't one of us that doesn't come from a diverse background that's come to the United States. Even for the indigenous people that live here and have lived here, they make up the fabric of who we are. And I think that we need to work at opening our minds rather than closing our minds. When we begin to think that one person is better than the other, we begin to fail. We all have equal opportunities. Now, some of us have a deeper hole to climb out of than others. However, that doesn't mean that we can't give up, pull someone up if we have the ability to do that. Even in a particular culture that is, I don't know. I'll use Japan as an example. It's an island that has been, for the most part, isolated. Or China would be another example. Even within those groups, there's diversity. Because each person is an individual. And each individual has something to contribute. You cannot paint a picture. Well, I guess you can paint a picture using one color. But it's not very interesting. It's not very challenging. It might be a lovely color, but that's all there is. I think at one point there was a thought that we were going to meld. and become one, just one vast color of everybody the same. And that hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to happen. And frankly, I don't think I would want it to happen. I like the idea of different I like the idea of choice. I like the idea of inclusion, respect, honor. So when I respect and honor another human being, it comes down to an individual level. I respect that person for being who they are. They may be very different from me. But no one sees the world through their eyes. No one else sees the world through my eyes. And all together we make up pieces of the picture, pieces of the puzzle. I don't think it's effective to say, well, I'm colorblind, because that's not true. It's more about being accepting. I accept the difference. I accept the difference. I like the difference. One of the reasons people love to travel, it's not because, oh, yes, I want to go to Italy to just visit family. Maybe I don't have family in Italy. I want to go over there and see the different architecture and taste the food and experience the different culture because it enhances my life. That's what it does. It enhances our lives. But when we use it only to divide, it becomes our weakness and not our strength. When we work at including people, we move to an area where we're talking now about acceptance, empathy, respect, like I said before, honoring another human being just because they are a human being, looking at every human being as someone with value. We have a saying, salt of the earth. We might say about someone there, the salt of the earth. It means there are not many of them, but they're really important. You don't need a lot of salt in anything that you're cooking. You don't need a lot of salt, but it makes the difference. And so it is that inclusion. One of the things about diversity, and I think one of the reasons we use it so much, is because it's easy. Diversity is easy. Now that sounds like, after everything I've just said, an odd thing to say. But one of the things about diversity is we like to use it for statistics. And diversity is easily measurable. How many people with blue eyes? How many people with brown eyes? How many people with green eyes? How many people with hazel eyes? How many people with honey brown eyes? Oh, that's easy to measure because it's visible. Great for statistics. And we love our statistics. The problem with statistics is it dehumanizes. I'm just now a number. And the thing is that being a number is dehumanizing. We used to, and it's very interesting, my husband brought this to my attention a number of years ago. When you worked for a company 35 years ago, if you had a problem, you went to the personnel services. Go to the personnel office, where they deal with the personnel, the people. We've shifted that to human resources. We've made human beings a resource, like iron, coal, water, wood, human. It's a resource. We've dehumanized. I believe looking at diversity only, where we use it as a way of measuring differences, it's a matter of headcount. When we do that, we turn people into resources, into things. And this is dangerous because we are not things. We are complicated. We are emotion. We are intellect. We are physical. When we look solely at things like diversity and use that to create statistics, we take out the emotion. We may even take out the logic, and we focus only on the physical, what we can see. And then we place ideology on that, that one group is better than another group. Sometimes that's because there is a power void. I'm feeling powerless, so I'm going to say that this has more power over that. This is better than that. It's about empowering. I'm feeling empowered. Well, there's many ways to feel empowered. And one of the things I'm going to say as a counselor, one of the things that I am, again, tasked with is helping someone feel empowered within themselves, not as a group. So that feeling a sense of empowerment within myself helps me make choices and decisions that are going to help me function in the world with a sense of serenity. So I need to take another commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about diversity and inclusion, and this is my take on it. This my opinion is solely mine. It does not pertain to my field even of counseling or the 100 in chamber. This is my opinion. because it makes sense to me. And I'm distressed. I feel distressed over the further splitting of peoples in our country. And I think a lot of it has to do with diversity rather than inclusion. And I think it's the wrong path, my personal opinion. So I will be back after these few commercials and finish up Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice in Flemington. And I have been in practice, it's going on 18 years, I guess. October will be 18 years. I've been in the field of counseling for over 30. And I have my master's in counseling, as I said at the beginning. And I'm nationally certified as a counselor. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor.net. Follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So if you're to look up Counselor's Chat, I'd love to have you follow. You can also see other programs that I've done and go into the HuntertonChamberRadio.org website, go into the archives, and match coordinating topics with the dates. Because if you go in the archives, there's just dates. There are no listing of program titles. So if you go on to Counselor's Chat and you find a topic that you might find interesting, you can then go and see the coordinating date to match that topic on the 100 Chamber Radio. I'm open to take new clients. I don't keep a waiting list. So if you are interested in setting up some counseling, I do individuals, couples. You can call me, 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to just make a comment on the show or have a suggestion for a topic, please, by all means, leave that information. We'd love to hear from you. So today I'm talking about diversity and inclusion. And I'm going to refer to an article called Diversity Doesn't Stick Without Inclusion by Laura Sherbin and Ripa Rashid. Was through the Harvard Business Review. It was written February 1st of 2007. So this is a current article. And I'm going to sort of skim through it. I'm not going to read it to you, but I am going to use it to talk a little bit about my topic. And one of the things that it says is leaders have long recognized the diverse workforce works best. Okay, so there have been a number of studies that say diversity alone doesn't work. So in other words, I want to have, and this is all business related, but we can extrapolate from it and apply it to just our national situation. So if I only focus on diversion without inclusion, it doesn't work. Okay, so without inclusion, there is often a diversity backlash. So that's a quote. Without inclusion, there is a diversity backlash. Okay. There are four levels here that they talk about where inclusion is important and to reach the utmost goal of, I'm going to use the word productivity, but even as our country, we need to be productive as a country. Being destructive is what happened in Charlottesville. So the first thing is we need inclusive leaders. Well, there is, boy, what a surprise that is. Now, we're talking about, you know, management and that kind of thing because this is what this is about. But you know what? It needs to be about empowering the team member. Empowering the team in general. And that's what inclusive leaders do. They work at taking advice and implementing feedback. They share the credit for success. One of the things that leaders need to do is they need to be welcoming and include many people on the team. A team of one is not a team. Inclusion starts with the word I, but it's not a team. It's important to have people express their views and opinions. It's important to have people know that their ideas are heard and recognized. So this is an important thing that our leaders need to do. Make sure that they hear us, they recognize us, they give us the freedom to express our views and opinions. Now, isn't that, you know, that's our First Amendment right there. The next item on the list is authenticity. What does that mean? Authenticity means that I get to be who I am. That I don't need to change myself to try and fit in. I don't have to compromise my standards or my style, necessarily, to be part of the team. Then there is networking and visibility. Well, what does that mean? That means we mingle. We mingle. We get together. We mingle. We talk. We share ideas. We share food. One of the things that has been shown to be important is sponsorship or mentoring, where I'm going to introduce you to other people. I'm going to create that sense of inclusion. I'm going to encourage it by encouraging you. Sponsorship is important because it invigorates ambition and drives connection. Having a sponsor increases the likelihood of being satisfied. So, taking someone under your wing, not to convince them to think like you do, because that is not about being authentic, but about helping them move into a direction, opening up doors, inviting them in, it's important. It's really important to recognize and understand that there are different perspectives, each of them valuable, each of them to be explored, with the barriers being identified, focusing on these levels can elicit real change. So here's the, I'm going to just read these statistics here. It says, our research finds that employees with inclusive managers are 1.3 times more likely to feel that their innovative potential is unlocked. Employees who are able to bring their whole selves to work are 42% less likely to say that they intend to leave their job within the year. Those with sponsors are 62% more likely to have asked for and received promotion. And 69% of women who off-ramp or work from home stay in their companies because they have flexible work options. Now, this is just specifically related, like I said, this is related to a topic from the Harvard Business Review called Diversity Doesn't Stick Without Inclusion. It was a February article of this year, so these are very current statistics, very current article. And so if I take these statistics, and this is about the workplace, and I put them over our country. We need inclusive leaders. Well, right now our leadership is very divided. Doesn't work. The divided leadership only causes more division. We need to be able to be who we are and not as a member of a group, but as an individual. If I only equate myself to the group and I see my group as different, I am causing division. When I work with one-on-one, one human being with another human being, the potential is fantastic. So being authentic is really important. And one of the things that happens within the counseling process is to become authentic. So diversity without inclusion is a missed opportunity. Diversity with inclusion provides that mosaic of beauty and movement forward and growth and talent and development. And yes, we live in a society that is governed by its laws. And so, yes, I must live within that framework of the laws. And with that, I bring all of the things that make me different, that make me an individual. And I want to be with people that make them an individual. I don't want a clone. I want diversity in that way with inclusion. Very important. So I hope this has been helpful. Again, I'm Ruth Altamirrol, your host for today's program. And like I said, what I said is my personal opinion. It does not apply to anyone else but me. If you like it, that's wonderful. If you don't, that's absolutely fine also. You don't have to agree with me, and that's okay. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and please follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week. Have a good week and good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right?
That's President Trump speaking yesterday about the violence that broke out between a white nationalist group and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. Now, Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich is expressing some outrage with the president's comments.
There is no moral equivalency between the KKK, the neo-Nazis, and anybody else. They're not, anybody else is not the issue.
Work starting today on one of the president's campaign promises.